This is Alex Peace at EG with Jason Hardman, Executive Director and Head of the Residential Valuation and Team at CBRE, after the release of the PRS yields for Q2. Jason, thanks very much for joining me. I mean, generally, headline figures, yields are stable and have hardened a little bit in central London. What are your sort of key takeaways from the stats?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. I mean, I think there's still significant appetite in the sector, as you would expect. There's been a broad range of transactions since we issued our yields at the start of March the last time, and you know, that's from land deals with the likes of Greystar and Nine Elms. I mean, I think it's quite interesting down there. That's the second, I suppose, shot in the arm in terms of confidence for that sector, with R&F also having bought the CLS scheme during the course of this year as well. But as well as LNG, you've got land deal in Leeds, as I'm sure you know about. We've had a handful of forward funding transactions, and of course Sigma's REIT status with their issuance of shares in that, which has raised which has been pretty successful. So I think, you know, there's been a whole different range of transactions, as well, of course, as Invesco's purchase of the WestRock portfolio that completed it towards the end of March, and I think it just kind of reflects the very, very broad nature of the investment market at the moment. And as you know, these transactions take a long time to come through, and there's still significant transactions that are currently sort of under offer. I mean, certainly from my own colleagues have got quite a number of, both in London and outside of London, but forward funding land deals that are under offer that will hopefully come through over the forthcoming quarter as well. As far as what that means from a yield perspective is the movement has really twofold. So we've got a sort of zone two prime, still seeing a lot of interest. I mean, maybe that's from an opportunistic perspective as well, because the sales market in that location not being so great. But we've hardened yields by marginally by 10 basis points there. Still very strong interest in sort of outer London, southeast, as you would expect. And we bought our good secondary in to net of 4%. Well, which reflects the deals that I've already alluded to. So it's still, you know, incredibly positive, and lots of deals, as I said, under offer, and so, you know, sentiment is still very strong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as we sort of set up more models to buy with the sector, that's going to help deals going forward as well, surely, both regionally and in London, because it will just make it easier for new investors to recognise how they're going to buy assets almost. Are we expecting a sort of more movement in that respect?
Unfortunately, there's not kind of one sort of structure as far as forward funding and something that kind of fits all. I mean, you see a vast different range of forward funding structures, which kind of means that to some extent, purchasers or investors are starting from point zero for each transaction. Hence the length of time. Of course, you know, have got the likes of M&G that have done a couple of deals with the same party at, you know, Telford Homes, and you would have thought that you know that type of sort of repeat transaction would obviously make things move would make things move quicker. But I think we're still going to see over a big spread of different types of participation in the sector, and whether it's indirect via, we've got places for people that an investment, or indirect investment in places for people, or whether it's further conversions to REITs. And I think land deals, certainly would expect a couple of land deals to be completed over the next over the next quarter, and probably less so as you might anticipate given the current scenario on stamp that continues of less forward commitments. And we will be hoping as well that there'll be a number of transactions of completed investments as well, not necessarily new, but sort of existing stock. But as we're all aware, those kind of opportunities are relatively few and far between.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll wait to see what happens over the summer, especially with all the political instability. Jason, thanks very much for your time. Speak to you again soon.
No, pleasure. Thanks.